You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. I'll tell you what, it seemed a little bit strange today, saying WTW, welcome to Wednesday. The week seems to have just sort of disappeared, doesn't it? But that's not such a bad thing. As we make our way to Christmas, it is Wednesday. It is the 21st of December. I am Jerry D, and this is The Breakfast Show. Great to be with you this morning. Great to be with you any morning. Right, let's take a look, shall we? Let's start with some. I say we've got quite a few this morning. Some events that are relevant to the date, 21st of December. Armed Forces Day today is being recognised and celebrated in the Philippines. Forefathers Day, this is in Plymouth in Massachusetts. Now, it's the first day of Pancha Ganapati, celebrated until December the 25th in India. Now, it is also the earliest usual date for the winter solstice in the northern hemisphere and the summer solstice in the southern hemisphere and its related observances. Some of those is we've got Blue Christmas. Some modern American liberal Protestant groups celebrate that. Dongzi Festival in Asia. Sanghamati Day, that is in Theravada Buddhism. Yule in the northern hemisphere. And it says here, Neo-Pagan Wheel of the Year. And last but not least, Ziemas Veki, celebrated in ancient Latvia today. And if I screwed up the pronunciation about that, I'm very sorry. All right, anyway, shall we get on with the show?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
You come to me.
shouldn't do. That's very kind of you. The best there from Tina Turner. Of course, that wasn't originally released by Tina Turner, was it? No, it was originally by the Welsh singer Bonnie Tyler, and that was off of her seventh studio album, which was Hide Your Heart. The following year, in 1989, it was released by Tina Turner, and that was off of her seventh studio album, Foreign Affair. And the song was written by Holly Knight and Mike Chapman. What have we got lined up for you today? Well, we've got 3 hours of great music. We'll be slinging in some more Christmas songs today. And by the way, don't forget, we'll be culminating on Friday. Seeing as we're not on air on Christmas Eve, which we usually are, I guess that is the weekend, we're going to be playing all Christmas music on Friday. So you better call in and ask for your Christmas favourites. If we've got them, we'll certainly play them for you. All right. Time right now on The Breakfast Show, 10 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM.
Easy now, my love.
after Phil Collins, of course, and Easy Lover. A very good morning to Paul. Paul over there in the United Kingdom. Paul and Maria in South London. Very good morning to you guys. And thank you very much. Because there were a couple of deaths in music over the weekend. Or not over the weekend. In the last couple of days. So we'll be talking about that a little bit later on this morning. And Paul always sort of manages to find these for me and send them over. And he just sent me a little note. No deaths to report today. Which is always great news to hear. Thank you very much for that. That's over there in the United Kingdom, Paul Dixon. Also, Mary Lou just drops a line. Very good morning, of course, to you, Mary Lou. And time right now on The Breakfast Show. Time to, get you in your shower for this morning. It is Wednesday, WTW boys and girls. Wednesday before Christmas Day. And what have I got for you in the shower? Oh, how about some Jackson Browne?
She must be somebody's baby.
There we go, showering with you this morning, Jackson Browne and Somebody's Baby. And about time to get you out and on your way. There we go, where it is you're going this morning. Yes, it is Wednesday. Say, it's a strange, isn't it, when we have a sort of one day and then a day off, and then we're back to work for 3 days. Then we got to the Christmas celebrations, which are always lovely. Always look forward to that, even here when the sun's shining. But so what else we've got? It is Wednesday, and Andreas is going to be joining us today for a movie review. He went to see the new Avatar movie, so he's going to be chatting to us about that. That's going to be fun and interesting. I've got a little bit of eggnog and some fruitcake here in the studios. We're having a little bit of a Christmas tipple. Why not? And we'll be checking in with Ingrid, of course, and with Yasmin as well, see how they spent their day yesterday, and also how we're getting on towards Christmas. I know Renee dropped me a little line. She's been unwrapping. Yes, unwrapping. While the rest of us are wrapping, she's been unwrapping. But she has been wrapping as well, I must admit. But of course, you've got 69 boxes of stuff arrived. It's a tough life, isn't it?
I was born a radical. Electric and dynamical. I've never listened to the remedies, but no forever's, no eternities. Holding on beyond the night for a shadow that feels right. Holding on beyond the night to you. If the dreams we made
there we go. That's a lady. Her name is Stefania Liberakakis. Yes, there we are. Yes. Over there. You'll understand that, won't you, Renee, over there in Athens in Greece. Stefania Liberakis, just really known as Stefania. And she's a singer. And she, in natural fact, she wasn't born in Greece. She was born in Utrecht in the Netherlands. And she is a Greek-Dutch singer, voice actress, and YouTuber. She's a former member of the girl group Kisses, which represented the Netherlands in the Junior Eurovision Song Contest in 2016. In 2020, she was internally selected to represent Greece in the Eurovision Song Contest in 2020. 2020 with the song Supergirl, but the edition of the contest was cancelled, of course, due to COVID-19's pandemic. The Greek broadcaster ERT decided that Liberakakis would represent Greece in the 2021 contest, and this time with the song that we just played, which was called Last Dance. And by the way, it finished in 10th place. Good song, though. So there we go. Oh, no end to the information on this program, is there? So anyway, going back to Athens in Greece for a moment, there's a picture here. I saw these on Facebook yesterday of Renee's shoes that look like the little, what do you call them? Individually wrapped, my Kate Spade taco truck shoes. Right, only Renee could have a pair of those. Let's get back to her packing story, shall we? She says, good morning. I hope you had a nice day off yesterday. Yep, we were doing wrapping while you were unwrapping. She says, busy unwrapping boxes. Out of 69, I've got it down to 10 left to unpack. My body feels like I've been hit by a train. Or a pair of food truck shoes, probably. And then she was also doing her Christmas wrapping yesterday. And she says, could you please play Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Jackson 5?
Con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y Clean en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, simposio de musicoterapia, la noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ADP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal. ¿Te invita?
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Little Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And the time on this morning's breakfast show, we're just a few seconds away from 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to take a look at some of the international news stories, a quick look at those, and some of the business news as well. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was en route to the United States on Wednesday to meet President Joe Biden, address Congress, and seek weapons, and more weapons in his first overseas trip 300 days since Russia invaded his country. Zelensky said that the visit was aimed at strengthening Ukraine's resilience and defense capabilities amid repeated Russian attacks on energy and water supplies in the dead of winter. Dozens of hearses queued outside a Beijing crematorium on Wednesday evening as China reported no new COVID-19 deaths in its growing outbreak, sparking criticism of its virus accounting, and the capital braces for a surge of cases. A United States House of Representatives committee voted on Tuesday to release partially redacted tax filings from former President Donald Trump and said tax authorities had failed to properly scrutinize his returns while he was in office. Female university students in Afghanistan were turned away from campuses on Wednesday after the Taliban-run administration said women would be suspended from tertiary education. The decision to bar women was announced on Tuesday evening in a letter to universities from the Higher Education Ministry, drawing condemnation from foreign governments and the United Nations. Billionaire Elon Musk said on Tuesday that he will step down as chief executive of Twitter Inc. once he finds a replacement, but will still run some key divisions of the social media platform. I will resign as CEO as soon as I find someone foolish enough to take the job. After that, I will just run the software and servers teams, Musk wrote on his Twitter account. A powerful magnitude 6.4 earthquake jolted the extreme northern coast of California before dawn on Tuesday, crumpling homes and roads, rupturing utility lines and leaving thousands of residents without running water and electricity. At least a dozen people were injured and two others died from medical emergencies that occurred during or just after the quake, according to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. A huge swathe of the United States will face heavy snow, below freezing temperatures and dangerous wind chills this week, likely leading to flight delays and impassable roadways during one of the busiest travel periods of the year. When telecoms gear makers Nokia and Ericsson leave Russia at the end of the year, their departure could steadily cripple the country's mobile networks over the long term, setting off a deterioration in communication for everyday Russians. Global shares, they edged up on Wednesday after the Bank of Japan rocked the markets by unexpectedly deciding to loosen its tight leash on government bond yields, with the yen then scoring its biggest one-day gain against the dollar in 24 years. The MSCI All World Index rose 0.1% on the day, although it is on track for a 4.4% decline in December. This year, the index is set to have fallen for 8 out of 12 months, on a par only with 2008 for the number of monthly losses in a calendar year on record. In Europe, shares parred some of the previous day's declines thanks to large part to a rally in sportswear stocks after Nike, the world's largest sportswear company, beat quarterly revenue estimates. U.S. index futures rose by 0.5% to 0.6%, suggesting some of this strength may carry through to the Wall Street opening later in the day. On Tuesday, the Bank of Japan widened its trading band for 10-year government bond yields from 25 basis points either side of zero to 50 basis points. Oil prices, they rose on Wednesday after data suggested a larger-than-expected draw in U.S. crude stockpiles, but gains were capped by growing concerns over demand in China and a snowstorm that is expected to hit U.S. travel. Brent crude futures were up 93 cents, or 1.15%, to $80.92 a barrel. That was by 10:40 GMT today. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures gained 80 cents, or $1.05, to $77.03. Both contracts had risen by more than a dollar earlier in the session. And that's it, 24 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and that's our look for this morning. Some of those things relevant in the international business, some of the international business news, and some of the news stories as well.
If The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Go then. So just credited there to Brian Wilson, and that's little Saint Nick. But I would say the Beach Boys or Frankie Valli, one of those things there. Anyway, it's a good one, isn't it? 23 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Call FM. Let's take a look at just some of the other things relevant to today's date. If we go back to the year 1620, the Mayflower and its passengers, this is pilgrims from England, they landed at Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts. And in 1840, that was in 1620, by the way. As in 1844, the Rochdale pioneers commenced business at their cooperative in Rochdale in England, starting the cooperative movement. And the last one for now, it's a nice one. In the year 1848, anaesthetic is used for the first time in a British hospital when Scottish physician Robert Liston amputates a leg at University College Hospital in London. That's all rather scary, isn't it? Liston, of course, that name has sort of travelled on, hasn't it? Listerine, I think, if I remember rightly, that's where it got its name from. 17 before the hour of 8 o'clock. Top of the hour, going to take a look at some of the local news stories for the last day or so. Great music going right through till 10 o'clock this morning, so do stick around.
wake up in the night now. Don't you know I think of you? It's the fire in your eyes that keeps on cutting through. Therefore I up the straight line. I knew what I was doing all the time. There was nothing left to move me. I always held my ground. But you got me where you want me. Now you're always in a heartbeat. I never really was a bad girl, but you got me in trouble. Think I would have learned by now, and I keep away from you somehow, just like a little child. I keep coming back for more, but baby, when you come to stay, don't you know that I know how to play? I never really was a bad girl, but you got me in trouble.
There we go. That's Linda Ronstadt and Trouble again. Right, time on the breakfast show. We are 9 and a half minutes exactly before the hour of 8 o'clock this morning on the breakfast show. And let's take a quick look at the weather, shall we? I can tell you. Studio window check this morning. Beautiful. Sunny day. But let's see what it says. We're going to do as we usually do over there in the province of Cologne, Costa Rica, 30 degrees Celsius being the maximum today, with 22 degrees the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and 84% the relative humidity. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, and the possibility of a few showers in the afternoon over there in Costa Rica. And tonight, isolated showers as well. Let's take a look on this side of the isthmus. Let's take a look at West Panama. 31 degrees, the maximum temperature, with 22 being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation and relative humidity is there at 74%. Partially cloudy for this morning, a chance for a few showers in the afternoon and tonight as well. Moving along to the metropolitan area, which is where we are sitting right now, 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 22 minimum, 36 thermal sensation, 74 relative humidity, pretty much the same as West Panama. Partially cloudy for this morning. This afternoon there is that chance of a few showers. Tonight we're going to be back to partially cloudy. Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, and around the Perlis Islands in that direction, 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 24 minimum. Their thermal sensation a bit lower, just one degree lower at 35 degrees Celsius. Relative humidity is very good for out there in the Perlis Islands, 76%. Let me see, what have we got? Partially cloudy this morning, partially cloudy this afternoon. No few showers could come during the course of tonight. So there we are. There is the forecast. Moving on to maritime conditions for today. We're going to start with the tides. And we're going to start with the Pacific. High tide was at 1:22 this morning, 4.54 metre high tide. Low tide, that will be just before 8 o'clock at 7:57, so that's in a few minutes time. Well, in natural fact, it's coming up for that about now, fairly soon. High tide again, 1:58 in the afternoon, 4.39 metres. And the last low tide, that's going to be at 8:14 tonight, 0.7 of a metre. Looking at the Caribbean, low tide was at 1:42 this morning, and that was flat at zero. High tide will be at 10:20, 0.46 of a metre. Low tide, that will be at 7:04 tonight, minus 0.06 of a metre. And the last high tide will be at 11:47 tonight, and we're going to be back where we started from with the low tide this morning at zero. All right, high tide tonight, 11:47, flat at zero. Now, taking a look at the sea conditions for today, starting on the Caribbean, we do have a small craft advisory for you this morning. Fairly strong winds at 25 to 32 kilometres an hour, becoming from the north-northeast, and waves at 6 feet. Boarding, be careful. In the afternoon, small craft advisory is still in place, with winds 25 to 30 kilometres an hour, coming from the northeast in the afternoon. Waves, they're going to remain at 6 feet. On the Pacific, good conditions, no advisory. We've got winds at 18 to 24 kilometres an hour coming from a northerly direction this morning. Waves are at 2 feet, which is not too bad. In the afternoon, good conditions, 20 to 24 kilometres an hour. North-northwest winds, waves, they're going to be just at 1 foot. All right, so there it is. There's your weather for this Wednesday. Isn't that a beautiful version? That is, of course, Little Drummer Boy, or in Espanol, El Tamborilero. And that was sung, by the way, on the terrace in Bethlehem. And it was sung by one Arab, a Palestinian, an Italian, and a North American all together. Absolutely stunning, beautiful. And Ashley reminded me of that one this morning, although we've had it on our list, I think, for a couple of years now. I'm not sure, but it's beautiful. I can't remember where I first saw it. I think it might have been on the television a few years ago, because it was really quite something. Beautiful song. And we're going to have plenty more beautiful songs, but for right now, it's time to look at some of the local news stories.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estufa LG InstaView, por su tecnología es tu favorita, por todas sus funciones es tu favorita, por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita, autolimpiado y ciclín en 10 minutos, ventana InstaView, air fryer incorporada, tecnología ThinQ, por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita, no esperes más para tener la tuya.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Ciudad del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call. Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
El
Teatro Nayansi se viste de gala para celebrar los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival con Danilo Pérez, Brian Blade, John Patitucci, Erika Ender, Chucho Valdés, Global Jazz Womex, Román Díaz y muchos más. Del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal. Te invita.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Se construyen los cimientos, 1,000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Mira. We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3. Show with Jerry D.
Two in a row. This one is Oasis and Pass Me Down the Wine. I like that one. Preceding that, Rock in a Hard Place from the Rolling Stones.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's Humpty Hump Day, and it's only a few days left before the big old fat man in the red suit is coming to town. That's right. His name is Santa. He's Claus. And I know his wife, Mrs. Claus. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, as a matter of fact, I'm seeing some costumes floating around this house because the cook is making some costumes and the lawyer is getting ready to get dressed up in one of them. And even the Aussie is going to be in one of them. I hear there's going to be a little mini parade with music and singing sometime this week where the missus is making an appearance. So I'm heard. Well, what a beautiful morning. The breeze is no longer a breeze. It's a full-fledged summer wind. wind. Oh, it was a beautiful wind. And I tell you, it's hard to wake up when that, you know, it's that cool weather. You can't sleep when it's too hot, and you can't sleep when it's too cold, because it's like living without air conditioning and being okay, and it's divine. That breeze blows in, and it just swirls around this valley. Oh, it's just delicious. Feels so good. Well, I hope you all enjoyed your day off yesterday. I know I didn't. I was actually working, and I will work again today. It's amazing. Just because Panama has some days off doesn't mean those of us who work outside of Panama have any days off. Oh, well, I'll be okay with that. So, let's see. The bananas are starting to turn. We cut down, an arm and a leg, something like that. We cut those down last week on Thursday, and they're starting to turn a little bit yellow. So we're going to have a very large batch of banana. Banana pudding, banana bread, banana ice cream. Always around Christmas, lots of bananas. I wonder why that is. Well, maybe they think we're a bunch of monkeys. Maybe, maybe not. Anyways, the kitty cats are fed. The cook's in there making me some coffee. And then I'm going to get to work. It's going to be a beautiful day. I'm looking forward to this week. Oh, yeah, today. Oh, Freaky Friday Fun Facts is going to be fun, especially with the big man in the red suit coming to town. Indeed. All right. You guys be safe, and back to you in the studio.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where we are free. Ooh, yeah, someday at Christmas Day.
There we go. Yes, that's the big one over in the UK right now. Lizzo and Someday at Christmas. Breakfast show time, 26 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock. We're going to be linking up with Andreas this morning because he's up there in the USA. So we have got him. He's just popped up on our... I've got to admit him. Do I have to? I suppose I do, really. He's sort of joining us from the States this morning. All being well, he's there. Andreas, good morning. Hello. There he is. Good morning. I can see him. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Andreas. He's looking at me. Hello, can you hear me? I can't hear you.
Now I can.
Oh, there you are, you see? You can hear me okay?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 1 second.
Oh, that, hang on.
Thank you. I'm back. Hey, man. I'm pointing. I like to list things.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were doing the thing that people do in the corner of the picture normally. They do the hand. They sort of do the interpretation by hand gestures, don't they?
Am I live? It's not 8:30. Are we early?
Well, you're there. So why should I waste time? I mean...
I don't know. I've been waiting for like 20 minutes to sign on because I didn't want to be the early guy.
Well, that's unlike you.
Well, you always say like no.
That's only for my, well, you know, now, I mean, you know, we're only about a minute and a half early right now. So where are you?
I know.
Tell me, where are you?
I'm right now in my office giving things away, I'm flying this afternoon, and I feel I am undone with work. I feel I still have a lot of to-dos, and I'm a little overwhelmed.
Yes, I know the feeling. Anyway, I'm glad you've got time for us this morning. Now, I don't know if you know, because, I mean, we did mention it last week, but we have a bit of a special data. Yasmin? Uh-huh. Yasmin, where's Yasmin?
Hello, good morning.
Whose birthday is it today, Yasmin?
Mine.
It's Yasmin's birthday today.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
She said you had rum and cookies and cake for everybody there.
Well, I did, but, you know, I've saved some because you're not turning up, are you?
We spoke about this last week. I told you it was going to be via Zoom because I was flying out today.
Well, look. I'm the guy who can't remember why he goes into the kitchen, and I'm supposed to remember. You know, even when you're here, I don't listen to you.
Ouch.
But I tell you what, we got to do one of these. Hold on.
You a very happy birthday with the music you love.
Oh yeah.
Thank you very much. Happy birthday. Well, I waited till Andreas was with him because I'm sure he's got something to give you.
Yes, much love and best wishes.
Oh, thank you very much.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about Christmas.
How is it
to have a birthday so close to Christmas, Jasmine?
Oh yeah,
I've always wondered.
It's wonderful. It saves me a fortune.
Yeah, I always.
Yeah, you only got to get one present.
Yeah, one present.
No, we do too. The same one, but we just wrap it up again after our birthday.
That's a good call. Smart.
So anyway, we'll be back with Yasmin a little bit later on and celebrating. So there we go. Hang on, I got my.
Yeah, you what?
Uh-oh, I've got my piece of paper here with what you've written.
Got it. You didn't finish the sentence. I was waiting for you to finish.
No, that's normal.
Got it.
You know, you start a sentence and you forget how you're going to finish it.
By the way, I'm so happy that that we're going to talk about this movie because I didn't know we were going to get a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those movies you got to talk about. It's going to be probably one of the biggest movies ever. And, it's going to be probably one of the only movies you go see in movie theaters, you personally, and I want to talk about it.
And apparently, from what I read, was that this made more money and had more audience, the second one, than the first one did.
Has it? I don't know about
that. Yeah, they announced it the other day. It said there's more attention to this one than there was to the first one. I guess because the first one was so good.
Yeah, I do know that. The budget for the movie was around $460 million.
Mm-hmm.
And in their opening week, they made around $435 million. So in one weekend, they recovered their money, which is good business, gotta be honest.
Oh, no, absolutely. Now, Let's get into it. It's Avatar: The Way of Water.
Avatar: The Way of Water, a sequel, 15 years in the making, directed by none other than James Cameron. Are you a James Cameron guy?
I do like his work.
Okay. I love that he really takes his time to make it special. Like, he really does not do... He takes forever to make his movies, but every time he does it, you can expect something wonderful. I gotta be honest. Starring Zoe Saldana once again, Sam Worthington once again, and Sigourney Weaver once again. Even though she died in the last one, she's back.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Give us the plot, Jerry. I want to listen how you read this plot in these names and words.
Let's go for it. I haven't looked at it yet. Okay. I'm all right now.
There you go.
Okay. Are we ready? Well, you try reading. Underwater.
No.
That's the underwater version. All right. The Way of Water is set 15 years after the events of the first film, and it follows the journey of Jake Sully and Neytiri's newfound family of five children. Despite their best efforts to keep their family together, a familiar threat resurfaces and forces the Sully family to become refugees and flee to the land of the Metkayina clan in the Pandoran Oceans. It's very good, you know, how they brought in the other movie with the plane landing in the river with Sully. I thought that was nice.
It's a different movie, Jerry. Different movie.
Oh, okay. Same family?
It's a different movie. No, different movie.
Okay, just checking.
Different spectacle. Anyways, let's start with the positives first, and the best part of it all. It's a visual spectacle. It is amazing to watch. If you do anything, Jerry, this Christmas holiday, is go to an IMAX theater, put on your 3D glasses, and watch this movie, because it's super worth it. This movie started the 3D trend, the original one.
That's right.
The 3D trend. Thankfully, it died. But James Cameron doubled down and brought 3D back for this movie, and it's so good. You know when you watch 3D movies, sometimes you get dizzy or maybe a headache? Normally, that happens when the 3D sucks. This movie, the 3D is brilliant, and you lose track of the fact that you're wearing glasses. That's how good this movie is. There you go. That goes into my second positive. The best and most effective 3D visual effects ever used since the first Avatar. Like, again, I'm not a huge fan of 3D or 4D or any of that stupid stuff. But this movie, it adds to the film. It creates this. You really feel in the world, which is the whole purpose. Next positive, the story picks up right where the audience left off, and the narrator gives a little recap.
Oh, that's good.
You need this, Jerry. It's 15 years. People need to remember who the hell these people are. So, yeah.
I didn't even remember that you were Zooming today.
There you go. Correct. So a little recap, always good. The children in the film have a significant role in the story. So you get new characters. You get new people you can invest on. And the actors who play them are completely unknown. I've never heard of any of them. And they bring great performances and great depth to some of the characters, man. I honestly think some of those young actors are better actors than Sam Worthington, who is the lead.
Interesting thing here, because they're all avatars, aren't they? They're all blue people.
Correct. They're all blue. You can't recognize the actors.
Exactly. So that's not very good if you're a newcomer, really, is it? Nobody would know who you are.
I thought of that, like, oh man, you're big break and nobody has seen you.
Exactly.
Nobody knows. You gotta really go out there and to the press tour and go all out, because if not, nobody will ever know. For example, Kate Winslet is in this movie, and she's unrecognizable because she even uses a different accent. So you really gotta pay attention to understand that that's Kate Winslet.
It's like doing the breakfast show, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who the hell I am, you know.
By the way, that's a lie, because I've been with you out in public and people recognize your voice and call you out. So no.
That's why I keep quiet. Anyway, let's carry on. The animals and creatures. Okay.
the animals and creatures look incredibly organic. I mean, when obviously they're made up animals and creatures, but they look real. Like there is a whole plot of a whale type animal, and they look so real. Like I was so impressed with everything regarding water creatures and earth creatures. Like it's, they do such a good job. And it's funny because the first film, when it went from the movie theaters to the Blu-ray and the digital, it looks like crap. Like the effects look like crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if it's going to happen the same for this film. Because it's obviously made for the big screen. So, the creatures look amazing. The battle sequences are amazing. Much more violent than the first film. Like when they're fighting, it's really violent. Like I think my daughter would love this movie, like the visual side of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't take it. I can't take her to this because it's really violent. Like this third act is completely there's a lot of carnage.
Okay. There you go.
An extremely detailed and cruel quote unquote whale hunting scene. It is very effective for the audience to empathize with the heroes of the story. Like it is a 20-minute hunting scene or something, or 15-minute hunting scene, but so detailed how they do it, how they go about it, how they kill this whale who has a little calf, and the calf dies as well, and they show both creatures. Like, it's really like, if you're an animal lover, you will really be affected by this scene. But at the same time, it is effective to show how villainous the human race can be.
Oh, absolutely.
And really careless about other life forms. It's remarkable. And to be honest, that's always been the main point of the Avatar films, to show how greedy and selfish can human race be. But that scene really works well. The villain, played once again by Stephen Lang, who again died in the first one, but he's back, is fascinating. His performance is great. He is so villainous in this movie. And you never root for him. There's a moment of, like, hope. You're like, oh, maybe he has a soft side, but then he completely, like, screw that, I'm going all out. It's really, really effective. A new human character, played by Jack Champion, which is probably the most made-up name in the world, Jack Champion, but that's his IMDb credit name, that plays like a wild card on a team. The audience keeps waiting to see which way he's going to go, good or evil. There is this little kid that is pretty much adopted by the avatars, by the Na'vi. It's called the tribe, and it's funny because it must be super hard to perform as the only person not in like a super suit, like a motion capture suit. You're the only person that's actually there. But he does a great job. He really carries the film, and he plays the dual part of that role really well. I was impressed. Negative. Let's go to the negative. First, Sigourney Weaver plays a teenager with the correct teenage energy. Like, she does that well. But the voice of a 60-year-old woman, I mean, they could have helped with the voice. Like, she sounds like a 60-year-old woman. Even though she has the right energy. But yeah, that was kind of weird. Open-ended conclusion, a lot of loose ends and unexplained plot points. And you would hate this, because I know you do, but obviously the movie is made, or it ends, keeping sequels in mind, and James Cameron has been very open about the fact that he wants to do four of these movies or something like that.
Okay.
So it does end, it has an open ending, which I'm not a fan of. I think a movie should stand on its own.
Okay, yeah.
But there you go.
If you've got to wait 15 years between each one.
Correct. Supposedly he filmed most of them already. Like, they did a bunch of filming for everyone, but still, I'm sure it's going to take another 10 years to see the third one. Mm-hmm. And that's generations that go by. Anyway, a stupid and unnecessary decision by the lead, simply written to drive the story forward. And I hate this. This is the crux of the film, in my opinion. The Jake Sully family, as you read, escape to become refugees in the oceans of Pandora. Technically, the villains really can't find them. They can live their life as refugees. They make a new life. So he makes a dumb decision that really makes no sense whatsoever that drives the villains to them. And puts, by the way, the tribe that accepted him in super danger.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it's one of those things like, this is where you hit. I understand why you did it because you need to drive the movie forward, mm-hmm. like you need to keep going. But it's still like the most dumb decision you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, very little of Kate Winslet. That will always be a negative, no matter what film. You need more Kate Winslet, and this movie does not have enough. It's true. She's probably one of the best actresses ever, and you get her into your movie, and you have so little of her that it's. By the way, Kate Winslet in this movie broke Tom Cruise's record of holding her breath underwater.
Oh, really?
Yes, she did. She held her breath for 7 minutes and 15 seconds.
I mean,
underwater.
In real life.
In real life.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
Tommy Cruise had that before. Kate Winslet said, hold my beer. Watch this. And amazing. Anyways, final comments on Avatar Way of Water.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote a long thing here. So stay with me, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
After 15 years, a sequel for one of the most successful films of all time arrived in movie theaters. A lot of hype for something that a full generation has no recollection of. And worst of all, they didn't experience it as it was meant to be. All that going against it, and I still believe it delivers on the expectation. In a time where people are predicting the movie theaters will cease to exist, The Way of Water says, hold my beer, and brings an experience like no other. Even though the story is not groundbreaking, the visual spectacle is. And with that, and a quality story full of adventure, new characters, action, and heartbreak, it's enough for everybody to go experience this film on an IMAX screen with 3D glasses. I truly believe that if you are a movie fan, you need to watch this in a movie theater the way it's meant to be.
Okay.
It's really a great experience. Super long movie. You're going to hate that as well. But it moves really briskly. It's, again, just a great experience.
All right.
Like
well,
it's... I mean, and this year, there's been two movies that they are a must-watch in movie theaters. Top Gun Maverick and Avatar Way of Water.
I mean, I must admit that it's not whether it's not the length of a movie. It's the content of the movie. It depends if, you know.
Okay.
I mentioned on the program before when I worked in London, and we used to go to the theatre quite often. I was the world's best theatre critic because you would just have to watch and see how long I stayed awake for. And I remember when Les Miserables sort of came out, and a friend of mine said, hey, I got tickets for Les Miserables, see, and I checked in, and this thing was over 3 hours long. And as soon as it started till it finished, I was wide awake. And in fact, I went to see it about 8 or 9 times.
I completely agree. My wife is the same way, mm-hmm. and she has stayed awake in late films we have seen, just because they are that good.
Exactly.
And she falls asleep everywhere, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I think no, it's definitely one of my books. Now, how long do you think it'll stay on in the cinemas here? That's the point.
Oh, it's going to stay a long time, because remember how movie theaters normally work, is the longer the movie is displaying, the percentages more goes to the movie theater, left goes to the studio. At the beginning, it's mostly to the studio. So movie theaters, when a big movie hits like this, they want to keep it as long as possible because by the end of it, all that comes in is theirs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they will be inclined to leave it for a long time in movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Renee has dropped a little note in here because she's out in Athens now. They're living out there. She says, no way, 7 minutes and 15 seconds. I thought, how can anybody hold their breath that long, for heaven's sake?
There's a video of her. There's a video of her doing it. Yeah.
Is it 7 minutes and 15 seconds long?
No. Fair enough. It just shows the end of it of the record people holding the watch and her getting there.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was Tom Cruise's record? Do you know?
It was close to that. It was like 7 minutes as well.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't break it by a lot, but she still broke it.
Wow, that's quite something. I can't even hold my breath in the shower.
Man, if you try to hold your breath for a minute, you're going to feel like exhausted. I can't imagine trying to do it for 7 minutes. It's crazy.
So anyway, you're off today, and
I'm off today. Good afternoon, yeah.
You're going up to Florida?
I'm going up to Florida. I'm going to go visit my sister, and my dad will be there. All my sisters will be there. Most of my sisters will be there. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to disconnect from Panama life as much as possible, from work, mm-hmm. from responsibilities, so I can actually have a vacation. Let's see how that goes, because as I mentioned, I have a lot of to-dos.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, last time I stayed in Panama working during Christmas break or during Christmas holiday, it was not fun. I didn't enjoy Christmas holiday. And I decided at that point that every year I wanted to do a little vacation on Christmas, because I really want to enjoy. I love this time of year. Mm-hmm. I love the holidays. I love the Hallmark style of niceness during this holiday, and I want to experience that.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I mean, normally I take off between Christmas and New Year, but because we
you do.
Yeah, but not this year, but because we had quite a long holiday, and we're looking at going back on vacation in May next year. So what I said I'd do, because it's 4 days, and there's not that many people in town anyway, I guess, but I'm coming in, I'm just going to do something completely different, no prep, nothing. I'm just going to sit down, open up my music collection. We're going to do 60s music on Tuesday, 70s Wednesday, Thursday, 80s and 90s on the Friday. And that's it, just music for 3 hours.
Did you personally put up a tree? Is there a tree in your home so you can actually celebrate Christmas?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, we still celebrate Christmas. Yeah, no, myself and Christina. Yeah, we're all getting in the mood. We did our Christmas wrapping yesterday.
Okay. Nice. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Is my gift there?
Yes, it is. But unfortunately, the flowers will have died by the time you get back. So, better luck next year.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I knew it would happen.
I mean, and they were real. I didn't even buy you plastic flowers this year. Well, listen, I know you've got plenty to do. I'm going to let you get on for today. Are you taking all the family out with you?
Yeah, we're all going. Not the dog. The dog is staying with the sitter.
Right.
But it's the little baby. We got the passport finally, and we're going all, and we're a little nervous. She's 6 months old, and she had some issues. But we're, I called the airline. I was like, give me the best seat you can, and tell the people sitting around me, get ready.
But it's not too long a flight. It's not that bad.
It's like a 3 hour flight.
And so take some duct tape with you.
No. What I'm doing is I am just charging her up with drugs that put her to sleep.
Give her some rum.
Yeah.
There you go. Much. All right. Well, look, you and the family have an absolutely wonderful Christmas. I'm sure all the family up there in Florida are looking forward to the baby going up. She's going to be spoiled rotten.
I know.
Yeah.
She will. She will. I'm sure she will.
All right, my friend. Look, you guys have an absolutely wonderful Christmas. And, well, I guess you'll be back with us in the new year.
All the best, my friend.
All right. Take care. Very happy Christmas.
Take
care. There we go.
Bye bye. Happy Christmas. Bye, Jasmine. Happy birthday.
Bye, Jasmine. Yeah, she's waving. Yeah, she's. There we go. Take care, Andres.
Okay. Bye bye.
Safe travels.
Thank you.
There we go. Andres Clementi with us this morning here on the Breakfast Show, and he's going to make his way off and have a great time. It can't beat a family Christmas, can you? I tell you what, talking of that and talking about, well, just finding a piece of music, let's have a look and see what I can find. A little Christmas song. How about Andy Williams?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holiday,
happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday, happy holiday.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow is white on the ground. When old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick
for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season,
the holiday season.
So a hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney down. He'll have a big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on a Christmas tree. It's the holiday season, so a hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney down.
Happy holiday,
happy holiday,
happy holiday,
while the merry bells keep ringing. Happy holiday to you.
Go, there we go. That is a Christmas classic, isn't it? Andy Williams there, and happy holidays. Let's say a very good morning to Constantino. Good morning to you, Constantino. He says hello. He says good morning. Congratulations to you, Yasmin. My best wishes to you and Jerry. Nice to hear you every morning, and hope you have nice holidays and great memories with your friends and families. Thank you so much for every single moment to enjoy with you. That's really nice. That's nice, isn't it? That's a nice one, isn't it, Jan?
Thank you very much, Constantina.
Yeah, so thank you. And nice to know you're out there and you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I tell you what, this is, I'm going to play another Christmas record. This is one that I hadn't heard of until the other day when Renee over there in Athens recommended it.
Mm-hmm.
Because she said she thinks it sounds a little bit like Joy Crooks, but it does. It's just a beautiful, beautiful voice for a beautiful song. It's called Snowman, and it's by Sia. Should we listen, yes?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Don't cry, snowman, not in front of me. Who'll get your tears if you can't get me, darling? If you can't catch me, darling. Don't cry, snowman. To know that I'm never leaving, 'cause I miss the snow till death will be freezing. Yeah, you are my home for all seasons. So come on, let go. Let's go below zero and hide from the sun. I love you forever. Oh, we'll have some fun. Yes, let's hit the North Pole and we'll have a leap. Please don't cry no tears now. It's Christmas, baby. My snow. Don't cry, snowman, don't you fear the sun. Who'll carry me without legs to run, honey? Without legs to run, honey. Don't cry, snowman, don't you shed a tear. Oh, hear my secrets if you don't have ears, baby. If you don't have ears, baby. I want you to know that I miss the snow till death will be freezing. Yeah, you are my home for all seasons. So come on, let's go. Let's go below zero and hide from the sun. I love you forever. Oh, we'll have some fun. Yes, let's hit the North Pole and we'll have a leap. Please don't cry no tears now. It's Christmas, baby. My snowman.
I do like that. Thanks for introducing us to that one, Renee. That's Sia and Snowman.
I wanna be in your life until the night is over. I wanna hold you so tight, coming closer. It's been a hell of a ride, but every single moment you were there by my side. Whenever I'm broken, you make me feel whole. Whenever I'm lonely, you're there for my soul. Wherever you are, girl, that's where I call my own. Whenever you doubt it, I'll be letting you know. Magic anytime that we're together. I make I just love you and hold you for my hand. Hold you for my hand. Hold you for my hand. Hold you for my hand.
Over and over again. Yeah, my love is burning day. Feels like time is frozen and night is for us.
For my hand, and that was Burna Boy together with Ed Sheeran.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take this morning's look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. Panama commemorated on Tuesday morning the 33 years since the United States invasion of the country on December the 20th in 1989. This was with a protocol act at the Jardín de Paz, where relatives of the fallen, deputies, state ministers, and the president of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, participated. Also present were the vice president of the Republic, José Gabriel Carrizo, and the attorney in charge, Javier Caraballo. For the first time, the country expresses due protocol, solemnity, respect, and gratitude to the victims of the invasion, said the president. President Cortizo also recalled that this Tuesday, the 20th of December, is the first day of national mourning after he sanctioned last March the law that decreed that date as a mandatory day of rest. As president, I'm honored to preside over the tribute that the state offers to our fallen in those events that overshadowed our country, said Cortizo. Also present at the event were Trinidad Ayoa, president of the Association of Relatives of the Victims of December the 20th, and Rolando Murgas Torraza, interim president of the December 20th Commission. During his speech, Torraza questioned those who thought that it was not necessary to declare a mandatory rest day to commemorate the date. The arguments against this decision, many are for not having the ability to glimpse the importance and significance of this date,
others perhaps with the intention of diverting attention from all of us, he indicated. Through law 291 of the 31st of March of this year, December the 20th of each year, was declared a day of national mourning on the occasion of those who died in the United States invasion of the country to capture the dictator Manuel Antonio Noriega after 21 years of a military regime. All owners, all administrators of canteens, bars, discotheques, wineries, barbecues, cevicherias, supermarkets, stores, and distributors of alcoholic beverages must suspend the sale and consumption of alcohol from midnight on Tuesday to midnight on Wednesday the 21st. The number of migrants who have crossed the border through Darien, east of Panama, increased considerably compared to last year. Figures from the National Migration Service indicated that up to mid-December of this year, 236,000 migrants have passed through. That is more than 100,000 more people than in all of 2021, said Samira Gorzain, Migration Director. In 2021, the figure was 133,716. Gorzain indicated that in the last 2 days, a little more than 1,000 migrants have arrived, so they expect Panama to close with a figure of 240,000 in 2022. She estimated that the country has allocated close to $50 million to assist migrants. And six people were apprehended for the smuggling of migrants. The capture was carried out during the binational operation called Matryoshka, carried out between authorities of Panama and Costa Rica and under the coordination of the First Prosecutor's Office against organized crime. Hermeldo Marquez, First Prosecutor against organized crime, specified that the investigation began in March of 2022 when indicators and evidence were verified of an organization that operated in Panama and Costa Rica, trafficking continental and extracontinental citizens, including Haitians, Hindus, Ecuadorians, and Venezuelans. Through the operation carried out in the districts of David and Gualaca, the apprehension of five men and one woman was achieved. Prosecutor Marquez indicated that during the action, evidence was recovered and written documents from citizens of other countries, proof of deposits from money, remittance companies, and passports and cash. The penalty that they could face for this crime is between 20 and 30 years in prison in the aggravated modality, since they trafficked minors. The Ministry of Commerce and Industries, the MICI, reported on Monday that the National Directorate of Mineral Resources issued a resolution that orders Minera Panama to prepare, within the next 10 business days, a plan to place in care and maintenance the Cobre Panama mine, which contemplates the cessation of commercial operations. In a statement from the entity, it is highlighted that this plan must be approved by the MICI and that the resolution published in the Official Gazette is given as a consequence of the unconstitutionality ruling issued by the Supreme Court of Justice and following the mandate of the resolution of Cabinet No. 144 of the 15th of December. The 10 business days begin to count once the notification to the company is completed. Well, 4 days now have passed since the announcement of the closure of commercial operations of the Cobre Panama project by President Laurentino Cortizo, after the company Minera Panama, a subsidiary of the Canadian First Quantum, did not agree to sign the new contract to continue with the operation located in Donoso in the province of Colón. Spokespersons for the workers who operate in the mine and who currently has more than 5,000 workers indicated that for the moment all the operating areas within the 13,600 hectares where the mining project is located are working normally, but they point out that as the days go by, uncertainty grows due to the measures that the government will apply to decree the closure of operations. Daniel Esquivel, advisor to the Office of the Minister of Commerce and Industries, Federico Alfaro Boyd, commented that there is still no date to notify the company of the cessation of operations, especially exports of copper concentrate. He pointed out that during the negotiations that culminated at the beginning of the year, the company explained with technical arguments why the change in royalties based on gross sales to a scheme based on net profits. And likewise, the official indicates that studies requested by the government showed that Panama only received 5% for the collection of the effective tax rate, when in the international mining industry, the average payment ranges between 40 and 60%. At least 10,000 applicants to be enumerators and supervisors of the National Population and Housing Census must complete their training on the 22nd of December, after it began on December the 12th. The training is provided by the National Institute of Statistics and Census, the INEC. This is in conjunction with the National Directorate of Human Resources of the Comptroller General of the Republic. The topics addressed in the training are the content of the census questionnaire, use of the mobile capture device, management and importance of cartography, among others. And after finishing the instruction process, the participants will be evaluated to be formally chosen as personnel of the National Population and Housing Census. The census, which will last 54 days, will involve around 7,000 enumerators and 2,000 supervisors who must cover the 136 census regions of the country. This statistical investigation, set to start on the 8th of January and end on the 4th of March, and it will take place in the person's usual place of residence. The search for these data was scheduled to take place on May 12, 2020, as the first large-scale challenge that the Comptroller's Office would assume under the direction of Gerardo Solis, with challenges to the public contracts that the institution carried out in order to proceed with the project caused delays. It was further extended with the arrival of the COVID-19 pandemic and confinement. The census has a cost of $54.7 million, of which $20 million have already been used to purchase equipment. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning, our Wednesday morning look. In fact, it would if we hadn't had a day off yesterday, it would really be our midweek look. That's all compiled for you here on this morning's breakfast show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estufa LG InstaView. Por su tecnología es tu favorita. Por todas sus funciones es tu favorita. Por su estilo y diseño es tu favorita. Autolimpiado y ciclín en 10 minutos. Ventana InstaView. Air Fryer incorporada. Tecnología ThinQ. Por todo esto, la estufa LG InstaView es tu favorita. No esperes más para tener la tuya.
Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, simposio de musicoterapia. La noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ADP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Rent-A-Car, Cerveza Cristal, te invita.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow. covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can a child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tide?
Come back now. You can blame it all on me. I was wrong, and I just.
There we go, that is. Baby Come Back from Player. And before that, Fleetwood Mac and Landslide. Time on The Breakfast Show is 18 and a half minutes, almost exactly, after the hour of 9 o'clock. Let's say a very good morning to Ashley. And he says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Many, many happy returns of the day to Yasmin. Says, have a great birthday. And here's your favourite tune, he says. And it's this one. It's a great version. It's Seals and Croft. Summer Breeze.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, let me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there. Our care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
There we go, yes, that's Seals and Croft. That's been covered by many people now, because that is the original Summer Breeze, written and recorded by Seals and Croft, released in 1972. Did nicely, got to number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 in the US, and in 2013 it was ranked number 13. That was on Rolling Stone's Best Summer Songs of All Time. And the song also became a hit for the Isley Brothers in 1974. Right, you are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3. Cool FM. We'll take one more piece of music. We'll check in with our birthday girl. This is Crosby, Stills and Nash. Run from Tears.
But I
That brought us to 27 minutes after the 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And back over to our birthday girl. Happy birthday to you.
Hello, thank you very much.
There we go, yes, yes. We won't ask how many birthdays you've had.
Yes, I'm 47 and proud.
Are you really?
Yes.
I didn't think you were that old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And thanks a lot to Cedric. I love that song.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. That was, let me see, what was it? That was, no, it was Ashley.
Ashley? Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
Yeah, that was Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
Although Cedric has just dropped us a little line, so we'll have to have a look at that in a minute.
Oh, okay.
All of a sudden got people asking for requests.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to be getting biased. So what are you doing? How are you celebrating today?
Today I'm just going to have coffee with a friend,
mm-hmm.
and then I have to do a lot of things around the city.
Nobody taking you for lunch or dinner or?
No, I don't have time.
Huh?
And then I have to work. Yeah, so I'm going to celebrate on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
On the 24th, yeah, with my family, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything at once.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I guess you sort of celebrate Christmas Eve more, don't you? Whereas I'm still on the old sort of tradition of the UK of Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's when we do our presents, things like that. So
yeah. Exactly.
But it's great because we do. I mean, last year, I remember last year was miserable because Christmas was on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So you had just half a day off on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, back to work on Monday.
Mm, okay.
And yeah. That same happened to New Year.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, we get the Mondays on.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly. That's it.
Yes.
And that's why I decided I'm going to come into work next week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sort of work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to sit here and play music. No news, nothing.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm just mm-hmm. going to, just, you know, I mean, I'm not doing anything special, so I might as well sit here and chat to everybody. We're going to do 60s on Tuesday, 70s music on Wednesday, 80s on Thursday, Friday will be 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So luckily,
sounds great.
Yeah, luckily we avoid the 2000s. So, yes, so we're doing that. So that's your day planned. So, anyway, it's nice you're going to have lunch, coffee with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And as for me, actually, today's going to be quite nice. I'm having lunch with friends today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Pedro Masolivier.
Ah, okay.
We're going to go there for lunch today, and it's going to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then tonight, I've got a couple of friends coming over tonight. We're going to have a couple of rum and cokes
mm-hmm.
and talk about a few things we need to do. So that's going to be tonight. So that's it. And then tomorrow, we'll be sort of like usual, play a bit more Christmas music. And then Friday, yes, there's no news, nothing miserable,
mm-hmm.
just Christmas music mm-hmm. all morning.
Okay. That's good.
So I'm going to put you here and I'm going to sit behind your desk. We're going to reverse everything. Now, you have done a couple of Born on This Days in music.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. The first one, it's going to be Singing Sammy Ward.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in 1929, American rhythm and blues singer, singing Sammy Ward, who recorded for Motown Records and had an R&B chart hit with Who's the Fool, written by Smokey Robinson in 1961.
You know what, I'll tell you, that was an awkward... It took me a bit of a while to find that one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because of the way I was putting it in and everything, but it's not one I've heard of, certainly not one I've played.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be playing it for the first time.
Oh, that's great.
For us.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people... So here it is. This is Who's the Fool?
You got in town, cause they come right back and tell me everything that goes down. Now who's the fool? Who's the fool? Well, you may be smarter than anybody else, but sometime, baby, you outsmart yourself. Now you gave my money to a captain named Jim, but I got it from this woman when she took it from me. Oh, now who's the fool? Now come on, tell me, baby, who is the fool? I know you may be smarter than anybody else, but sometime, honey, you are outsmart yourself. Makes me so warm, but you never hear those footsteps running out the back door. Who is the fool? You just want to come on, tell me who is the fool? Well, you may be smarter than anybody else, but sometime, darling, you'll just outsmart yourself. I said you may be smarter than anybody else, but watch out, darling, you're gonna outsmart yourself.
And there we go, that's it. Who's the Fool? And that's a good one. I say
yeah.
it's more bluesy than I mean, it was done on Motown, but it's more bluesy. You could tell it was definitely sort of as they were getting in more to the sort of, I guess, the Motown sound. But there, Who's the Fool? Yeah. Written by Smokey Robinson and recorded.
He didn't disappoint us.
No, singing Sammy Ward there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a couple of messages. We've got Rosita. Mm-hmm. Rosita says, and she sent a little thing for here, muchas bendiciones for your special day.
Oh, thank you very much, Rosita.
And says, felicidades, bendiciones. It's a long way away. Exitos y mucha salud a la bella Yasmin.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, isn't that nice? And she did say good morning to me as well. Thank you, Rosita. Always nice to know you're out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a couple of requests. I'll get to those afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And so what was your second one today then?
The second one is Ray Hildebrand. He was born in 1940, from American pop singing duo Paul and Paula.
Ah, okay.
Who had the 1963 US number 1 and UK number 8 single, Hey Paula.
Hey, hey Paula, I wanna marry you. Hey, hey Paula, no one else could ever do. I've waited so long for school. My
we go. That's it. Paul and Paula.
Do you remember that song?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I remember that one all right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're going to have a fun day today.
Yes.
I'm going to have a fun day today.
Oh, that's good.
And we'll be back together again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And, Orbin, we've got Alex coming in tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Talking tech with us tomorrow, so he'll, all being well, be popping in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And on Friday, it's all Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of rum.
Rum punch.
Yeah, rum punch. I'll drink the rum. You can punch me. All right, guys. Have an absolutely wonderful day.
Oh, thank you
and
very
again,
much.
Happy birthday. All right.
Thank you very much.
Have fun. Tell everybody to be nice to you.
Thank you.
Okay. There we go. Right, back to a piece of music we played earlier on. A song called Baby Come Back. That was by Player. But there's also another song called Baby Come Back. Comes from the Equals. That is it. That is the Equals and Baby Come Back. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you want to keep an eye on the time, 19 minutes, almost exactly, before the hour of 10 o'clock. And as I said, I mentioned we had a couple of requests come in this morning, so we'll try and get through those. We're going to start off with the first one that came in. Came in from Marva. Good morning to you, Marva. And you just asked if we could play, you said, Welcome to Wednesday. Yes, that was Welcome to Wednesday. That's from Marva, so thank you very much for that. And you just asked, could we please play a record for you? And it's I'm Getting Nothing for Christmas, because I've been nothing but bad. Well, if that's the case, I'm not going to play you nothing anyway. No music for you if you've been naughty.
Sister said, somebody snitched on me. I with a panic plug. Somebody switched on me.
Yes, I'm getting nothing for Christmas. I think that's Shirley Temple there, if I'm not mistaken, when that came out. Anyway, that's brought us to 16 before 10. Let's say go back to Mary Lou. A very good morning to Mary Lou. She wished, as I said, she also wished everybody WTW. And she said, by the way, remember we played Andy Williams earlier on? She said, I grew up to Andy Williams' song on Christmas. She said, did you? Yes, absolutely. Remember it too well. And you asked if we could play a piece of music for you this morning. Can you please play Count Your Blessings? And this comes from Firefall.
Try to forget, try to get it off your mind. You ain't seen nothing yet, you ain't had time. I know it's hard, love let you down, but the pieces of your heart pull you round. To cry. Baby, you can laugh without it. Think about tomorrow. Let your bygones go on by. You'll be alright when your laughter reappears and you learn to count your blessings, not your tears. Was it so bad that you feel you can't go on? Is money all you have to get along? But you did all right, saw the world in your own time. Now you gotta taste the water. But I don't want to talk
blessings, not my tears.
And there we go, yes, Count Your Blessings from Firefall, who come, by the way, out of Boulder in Colorado. They were formed in Boulder in Colorado back in 1974, and it was founded by Rick Roberts, who was a former member of the Flying Burrito Brothers. There's a name for a band for you. Let's have a good morning to Cedric. One more request to get through this morning. Cedric says, good morning, Jerry. Thank you for the music by ABBA, please. And you for the entertainment, wit and dedication to us, your faithful audience. That's really sweet. Thank you very much for Cedric. You're very kind.
I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing. 'Cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs.
But my heart used to dream of all.
heard me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Off this morning's program, Stevie Wonder, and For Once in My Life. And that's it. That has brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Thanks come out this morning to our intrepid outdoor reporter Ingrid for her report for today, and to Andreas, of course, for the movie review, which was Avatar, The Way of Water, and we're going to put a little link to the trailer on our webpage this morning, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. Do go and check it out. And also, let me say a big thank you to, say, that's to Andreas. I'm wishing him a happy Christmas. And, of course, to Yasmin, our birthday girl here on in the Breakfast Show studio. She's going to have a great day today. She'll be back, of course, in the morning. We'll both be here. And also, all being well, because the boys and girls at Grupo Grande have to start us up in the mornings. So big thanks to them, especially to Isaac, who's always there looking after us. Thank you, Isaac. And also, let me see, to you, of course, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. If you want to join us, if you want to sponsor us, or if you want to advertise, or if you just want to send us money, that's okay. We don't mind. You can get in touch with us on WhatsApp, and the WhatsApp number is, of course, 677-18822. 677-18822. You can always call Yasmin on 223-5162. Do stay tuned. Two Chat SOS will be coming up with Gigi, and plenty of great programming, of course, here on Cool FM 89.3. What I want you to do, whatever it is you'll be doing today, if you're going to be getting the elbows out and finishing up your Christmas shopping, do take it easy, all right? Because what is important is that at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, we will be talking to you, not talking about you, all right? So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.